The DP is Jim Wells with us this morning. You know, Joe, it makes me so angry, and I don't know those people.
Yes, Stephen, it's quite obvious that there's a gang operating in South Down. Indeed, the police have indicated they believe that all of these robberies are connected. And my own colleague, David Hearn, a DUP South Down councillor, has made the same view known, that this is a gang targeting vulnerable community in remote rural areas, coming in using the ruse that they're from the LVF. I don't believe that for one moment, and that they're looking for drug money. Absolute nonsense. And they're terrorising the community, who for many years after this will feel traumatised and unsure of themselves. I'm extremely worried, and I mean, this is despicable, and I hope the entire South Down community will come together to help the police identify this cruel gang.
So you're in no doubt that there is a gang targeting elderly people in the South Down area?
Yes, I think the fact that there's five individuals in each case, and they're using the same line each time, and it's a very confined area around Ballinahinch and Castlewellan, would indicate to me there must be some link here. And they clearly have got evidence of elderly people living together and perhaps cash in the house, and they're raiding the houses and inflicting terrible torment on the people. And I think, Stephen, a lesson that's learnt here is to encourage pensioners and the people in the rural community not to keep large sums of cash in the house, because unfortunately that makes them targets for these type of despicable individuals.
Well, would you go further than that until these people are caught? Do you think, Jim, that elderly people, if they do have money in the house, they should get it out of the house and into the bank?
I think that's a general rule for all people in rural communities, is not to keep cash in the house. I realise that there's a suspicion of banks, and I can understand that amongst the elderly. But, you know, the reality is that if money's stolen from a bank, the depositors are covered. In these sort of situations, they may well not be. And it only leaves them wide open to these awful attacks. And the other point, Stephen, I'd like to make, I don't think it's any coincidence that we've lost two-thirds of our rural police stations in South Down. We've lost Fryland, we've lost Castlewellan, we've lost Ardglass, Crossgar, you name it. And that means that there's a huge swathe of South Down which really have no police cover at all.
Well, it must have police cover. It must have police cover.
There's police cover in the sense that there's mobile patrols available from towns such as Banbridge, Newry and Downpatrick. But that leaves a large area, the rural countryside, where the police are a long way away when gangs like these attack. And I and my party have always resisted the closure of rural police stations, particularly Rough Island.
Yeah, but hold on a minute, Jim. You can have police patrols without having a police station in the area.
You can, Stephen, but the reality is the police are heavily tied up in the large urban areas dealing with crime there. And by the time they're notified about a criminal act in somewhere like Castlewellan, they're a long way away, and of course the criminals are gone long before the police arrive. And I just say, we've always made the point is that this widespread closure of police stations has made the rural community vulnerable. And I think it's gone too far. I accept that there were police stations in areas which weren't serving a large area, and there need to be rationalisation. But it's been whole scale in South Down. And I've seen two-thirds of my rural police stations closed in 15 years. And that has to be a worry. And there needs to be greater effort made in the rural areas. But, Stephen, what we also need to say is that there are people out there in South Down who know the identity of these criminals, or can give evidence to help the PSNI. And I think the whole community must come together and make certain that these evil men are locked up.
And just finally, Jim, presumably, you know, if we think this is linked, if you think this is linked, if we've got violent robberies on the elderly community in a concentrated area, we need to feel the police response. We need to actually hear if there are leads, what the police are doing, how the police are upping the ante against these people.
Absolutely, Stephen. And we need to hear a very swift response from the PSNI. They need to be taking this very seriously, because I just quote one example, Stephen, of a lady called Emily Gorman in Kilmore, who was a wonderful woman who I knew very well. She was subjected to one of these type of raids, and her life was destroyed. She's passed on since the event. Totally destroyed. Her lovely little home was ransacked. She had to move out into care, and it just basically destroyed that wonderful lady's life. And I wish those individuals who are doing this and pensioners could only understand
they don't care
the traumatic events that will remain with these elderly people for the rest of their lives.
They don't care. They just do not care.
They can't place themselves in the shoes of elderly people who are so traumatised that their life is changed forever, particularly those in advanced years. And it's an awful, awful thing to do. And, Stephen, I hope if the PSNI catch these people, that there will be a sentence imposed upon them, will put out a message to the public, society will not tolerate those people who go out to traumatise our elderly.